From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet. We find many proofs for the great treasure of his knowledge and wisdom. One of the great proofs of the great treasure of knowledge and wisdom of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is that while His Eminence was still in his tender youth, the Shia jurisprudence, after the martyrdom of Imam al-Raza alayhi salam, hastened towards the city of Medina. They came to inquire as to know who is the next infallible and divinely appointed Imam. The reliable people and those who were trustworthy guided these Shia jurisprudents who had come from different places in the Islamic world towards Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. The Shia jurisprudents went to Imam al-Jawad and asked His Eminence the most ambiguous and complicated of questions. And yet Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam answered each and every one of them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are in your presence, humbly speaking about the dialogues of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam, of course, who was the ninth divinely appointed Imam. There is a tradition that I personally like very much, and I like it because it is not only incredibly applicable and practical in our daily lives in the present day, but there's also so much that one can speak about this one certain conversation, and there are very different aspects that come out from this conversation, and so if you allow, you know, I will speak about this this conversation that is quite interesting and very applicable. So in this conversation and in this dialogue, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is speaking with one of his companions and is replying to a question where he is asked about listening to a speaker, you know, and what some of the repercussions of listening to a certain kind of speaker is. Of course, in the conversation, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replies and says that one who listens to a speaker worships them. And if the speaker speaks on behalf of Allah, the listener has worshipped Allah. But if the speaker speaks on behalf of Shaitan and Iblis, then the listener has worshipped Iblis. Now, we have to keep in mind here again that when somebody listens to a speaker, they believe in them, eventually they start to follow them, and this person that they listen to eventually also has a hand in giving direction to the life of an individual. And so, of course, here, you know, it makes sense that if a religious person, a godly person, you know, a religious holy figure, starting from, of course, the divinely appointed prophets of Allah, the infallible imams, you know, down to the religious scholar, the ulama, the great maraja, the, you know, sources of emulation that we have, you know, such as, you know, Imam Khamenei and Sayyid Sistani, down to various scholars, right? And if these individuals, of course, these individuals are speaking on behalf of the Almighty Allah. And so when we listen to these individuals, of course, our life is guided towards that aspect, right? And so that's why it's very important to follow these individuals. Of course, when it comes down to the level of regular religious speakers, you know, we have to keep in mind and we have to be careful as to what they're saying, you know, because not all religious scholars or so-called religious scholars are, you know, reliable or trustworthy. And we have seen that, you know, some individuals in the garb of religion, in the garb of religious clergy, have come and done more damage to Islam than perhaps any of the enemies of Islam have. And even, you know, across the Muslim world, we see individuals who might not wear the religious garb of the clergy and the ulama, but still they sit on the pulpit, they sit on the mimbar, again, which is a part of the symbols of religion and the symbols of Islam. And so via these symbols of Islam, whether it is religious garb or whether it is the pulpit, the mimbar, or whether it is the other symbols of Islam, they use these for their own, you know, purpose, and they end up misguiding many, many people. So we have to be very careful who we listen to, who we believe in, who we follow, and of course, always, you know, ask others, for example, if you don't know about the credibility of a certain individual or a certain speaker. Because if, God forbid, this individual is misguiding people, then in reality they are speaking on behalf of Iblis. And if they are speaking on behalf of Iblis and we are listening to them, then as Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says, we have worshipped Iblis. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
And now we invite you to listen to Shaykh Winay Keita about Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
Imam al-Jawad salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi is an interesting case study for many, many different subjects. The 25-month-old Imam al-Jawad is saying this in the city of Mecca. وَأَقُولُ حَقًّا وَأَظْحَرُ صِدْقًا عِلْمًا. And he says then, he continues to say other things, and he says that I am saying truth, and I am manifesting truth, that I am the manifestation of truth. The batil shall never overcome us. The people of nifaq and shak have come to try to overwhelm us, but this shall never happen. At this point, Imam Rida puts his hand over the mouth of his two-year-old son, and he tells him, silence. فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزَمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ, that have patience just as the Ulul Azam among the messengers of Allah had patience. So now he draws a parallel between Imam al-Jawad and the Rusul. Who are the Ulul Azam? Look at the comparison now. Nabi Isa, Nabi Nuh, Nabi Ibrahim, Rasulullah, Nabi Musa. Imagine Ulul Azam. These Ulul Azam and the two-year-old Imam al-Jawad. Is this registering? Ulul Azam prophets. And the two-year-old Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, 25-month-old. What is the qadr of imamat? What is the maqam of imamat? What is the daraja of imam and wilaya? We cannot understand. It is impossible, mahal, to ever arrive at an iota of understanding of what this means. All we can be is in a state of absolute bewilderment. And this is Imam al-Jawad, the one for whom, unfortunately, many in the Ummah forget.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.